It is Brian and Trisha, and it is Left-Handers Day. So it's a day we're celebrating people who are left-handed. So our morning conversation, what is something that right-handers just don't understand about the struggle?
And you're coming from a place of sympathy. Because
I am. I have a daughter who is left-handed. I think it's cool. I love it, and I love it for her. Now, I may be a little more excited about it than she is because she
it's just
experiences
a hand to her.
The struggles. Yeah. So what are some of the things that, you know, some things that I learned after having a child that is left-handed? Spiral notebooks are not user-friendly for left-handed people.
Because your arm's laying on the wires when you're trying to write.
That's uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Scissors, hands down, scissors are not universal.
They're literally molded for a right hand.
And if you get left-handed scissors, now I have a really good friend who is left-handed also, and she says if anybody that is right-handed uses her left-handed scissors, they never work the same again. So, like, she has several pairs of scissors in her house that are no longer her scissors because they've been tainted by right-handed people. So, Mackenzie, in our junk drawer,
extreme.
I know, I mean, but in our junk drawer, we have several pair of scissors, but there is a pair there for Mackenzie, and it's got her name on it. We all know those are the left-handed scissors, so those are hers. So, hands down, scissors.
Now, some things are just universal. A stapler.
Right.
Because the way it's shaped and designed, it's the same for both people.
Can opener.
Nope. Not the same.
Can opener is a struggle. Zippers. They're typically
made
right-handed.
For right-handed. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we want to know. If you are left-handed or if you have somebody in your family who is left-handed, tell us what is something that is a struggle for you as a left-hander that us right-handed people just cannot get it.
Both of my kids are musicians and they, thank goodness, are right-handed because left-handed instruments are way more expensive than right-handed ones. They're harder to teach a left-handed person to play something if the person teaching them is right-handed because they're literally doing it backwards. Mm-hmm. And they're way more expensive and harder to find. Or maybe I already said that. But anyway,
sports, like Mackenzie playing tennis. I don't play tennis anyway, but you know, you can't just go out there and teach her how, if you're right-handed, you can't just say, here, do this. No, you have to teach the left-handed way.
My wife's mother, my mother-in-law, is ambidextrous to the point that she literally could bat either way. She could catch and throw either way.
That's cool.
But because she didn't want to pay the money for a glove that would be for a left-handed person, meaning it goes on your right hand, she just played like a right-handed person because the glove was cheaper.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And was just as good, if not better, at it than most people who play softball.
Yeah.
She was quite an athlete when she was younger. Pretty cool stuff.
So give us a call. Tell us what is something about being left-handed that we right-handers just don't understand.
Suffering on the struggle bus when you're left-handed. We feel for you, but we appreciate you too.
I think it's cool that you're left-handed.
We're celebrating you.